Yesterday, the Senate voted to approve the big Ukraine-Israel funding bill that the House met last Saturday to vote on and approve, where you could see they were celebrating by waving a flag of a foreign country in the United States Capitol, looking an awful lot like an insurrection. And somebody asked Mitch McConnell, what took so long? Why wasn't this bill approved sooner? And this was his answer.
But what took so long to get some of these other eight Republicans persuaded to your position here? Was it the overall nature of this bill and what was lost in that time period for Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. You already know the answer.
Well, the answer is that they didn't want to facilitate expedite the bankruptcy of the United States by giving $100 billion more money to foreign countries. But tell us, Turtle, what's the official government story on this situation?
Sir, I think the demonization of Ukraine began by Tucker Carlson, who, in my opinion, ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin. And so he had an enormous audience, which convinced a lot of rank-and-file Republicans that maybe this was a mistake.
Well, it was a mistake. It is a mistake. And I don't say that to demonize Ukraine. I don't have a problem with Ukraine. I feel bad for the Ukrainian people, for what's happening there. But you could also feel bad for anybody in a terrible situation anywhere around the world, whether it be the ongoing ethnic land disputes in Africa or in the Middle East, or problems in our own inner cities, in our own communities, our own southern border. Ukraine is not a NATO country and has been a hotbed of corruption for generations, which is why everybody from the Biden crime family to countless corrupt politicians in both branches of the government have had their hand in the till over there, and we are bankrupt. We don't have any money. We're never going to be able to pay off the national debt. Soon, we're not even going to be able to pay off the interest. So giving money to anybody other than taking care of America and fixing our roads and building more prisons to house the criminals that are roaming the streets everywhere is the dumbest decision, the worst decision any politician, any person could make. But you know who does support giving money to Ukraine? Let's give the media a taste of their own medicine, shall we? The Nazis support giving money to Ukraine. There are about a dozen or so actual Nazis in America, half of which are feds directing the group and encouraging them to go make marches and get viral videos trending on Twitter so that the media can write about how they're supposedly everywhere and they're making a resurgence, like these clowns who call themselves the Blood Tribe.
Christopher, there's a presidential race going on right now. Are you going to vote in 2024? What do you think is going to happen?
My vote is useless. I think Biden's better than Trump because he sends rockets to Ukraine.
He's talking about the Azov Battalion. Remember, they're like the Nazi branch within the Ukrainian nationalists. The same group that the American mainstream media would write hit pieces about for years, especially when there were a couple white nationalists who visited them to train with them because they like Nazis so much that they wanted to go and meet some real Nazis. And so Time Magazine, New York Times, all the American media was saying that there's these Nazis in Ukraine. But now, since the war started, now that's unfair to call them that. Now they're all good. They're just freedom fighters. Don't call them Nazis. That's undermining the American effort to support Ukraine. So this guy, of course, that's what he's talking about.
In support of Ukraine, you mean?
Hail Ukraine! Hail Azov!
Slava Ukraina! Hail Azov!
So it is official. The actual self-proclaimed literal neo-Nazis in America support the aid to Ukraine and support Joe Biden over Donald Trump. And so does known douchebag Richard Spencer, the once leader of the alt-right who thought that he was going to lead the white race back to glory. Here he is after the presidential debate between old Joe and Donald Trump back in 2020.
As someone just said in the chat, are you still voting for Biden? Yes, I'm voting straight Democrats, and that includes Joe Biden. Okay, so who won the debate? Well, I think it was kind of a draw, but I think that's good for Trump. And I say this as a non-Trump supporter. So,
look, you are a loser and you do sound gay, which is why it's no surprise that he literally posted this on Twitter. If you didn't see the clip of him endorsing Joe, you would think that this was a meme making fun of him, but he actually did post this. I'm on Team Joe. That's right, and I'm going to vote straight Democrat this November, too. Now, Mitch McConnell is actually right. Tucker Carlson wasn't responsible for the vast majority of Americans not wanting to give our tax dollars over to Ukraine or Israel or any foreign country, because the average American knows that this country is rapidly escalating towards bankruptcy and don't want their tax dollars given to go anywhere other than to fix the roads and fix the schools and build new prisons here in our own country. But he is right in that when Tucker Carlson was on Fox News, members of Congress were scared of him because Tucker Carlson had a lot of power back then. He could call out certain members of Congress and they would cower. Now, it is fantastic that he's independent and free to do and say whatever he wants. But on the other hand, and a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, but you know I don't sugarcoat things, he has also lost a lot of his power by not being associated with Fox News because he doesn't have the aura of authority that comes with Fox, even if he has the same amount of viewers or more viewers, which he probably actually doesn't, because views are different than impressions. A lot of people think by looking at the numbers on his shows that were posted on Twitter that he's got 10 times the amount of viewers. Those were impressions. That means that every time somebody scrolls past it, it gets an impression, a fake view count, because Elon is scheming to try to give the false impression that videos over there are more popular than they are. And anybody who uses Twitter or X can attest that, especially when he first launched his show, all the conservative personalities were retweeting it. And so when you scrolled past it 5 times, 10 times, 15 times, which you would as you're going through your feed because other people who you follow would retweet it, those would all rack up as an extra view, even if you did not actually watch the video. And so, like I said yesterday, we no longer have a leading voice in conservative media. It was Rush Limbaugh until he died. Really, at the same time, even probably even more extent, it was Matt Drudge, because the conservative talk show host would literally just use the Drudge Report as their talking points for the show. Anybody who knew how talk radio works, you could follow along with what's on the Drudge Report, and that was where Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all conservative radio hosts were getting the stories that they were talking about. But we all know, or hopefully everybody knows, Matt Drudge went insane and now is just posting sensationalistic crap about Donald Trump. A lot of people think that he sold the site. I was told by a very good source, and this wasn't even told in confidence, so I could say who it was. I should say who it was, and then you would understand. But it's somebody who was very close to Matt Drudge told me in DMs on Twitter that he did not sell the site, okay? He did not sell the site. He just is and always has been odd and crazy, quite frankly. Tucker doing a segment on Fox News or Tucker's producer contacting members of Congress, asking them to come on the show or to defend their positions would put the fear of God into them. And now, to them, Tucker's just some guy on the internet, and so he has lost a tremendous amount of power. And again, it doesn't matter if he's getting more viewers. Power, a lot of times, has to do with the perception of power, and something on cable news has this aura of authority that some guy on the internet doesn't have. I mean, mainstream television is mostly smoke and mirrors, of course. I'm not, like, saying that it should be considered more credible, but that's how it works. There's plenty more to come in this video, so stay tuned. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to get independent analysis like this anywhere else. Also, in that bill that was passed yesterday that old Joe is going to sign into law today was the bill to supposedly ban TikTok, which was fake news to try to scare the kids who use TikTok into calling their members of Congress to denounce the proposed supposed ban. But it did pass, and what it is it's a divestment. So it's going to have to basically just be sold to America because, well, it was a terrible idea to have a Chinese information warfare machine in the hands of tens of millions of kids and teenagers and Americans, brainwashing them with their algorithms. Let's not forget that TikTok really gave birth to the gender-bending pandemic. I guess it started on YouTube, but it really became a pandemic on TikTok. I mean, libs of TikTok basically made a career out of just finding these people and then uploading their videos on Twitter, because a lot of people, myself included, weren't looking at TikTok. Thought it was just an app for kids to post dance videos, just like a lot of people thought that YouTube was just a place to post phony cat videos, and then people like me saw it for the potential that it was. So a lot of people did miss the power, the dangerous power of TikTok. But our elected representatives weren't really that concerned that a Chinese information warfare machine was spreading cultural Marxist, gender bending, anti-whiteism, anti-American propaganda to the kids, or that it was being used to spy on American citizens. Some were a little concerned about that. The reason that they finally decided to ban the app, to force sell it away from the Chinese and take control of it, get it back into Silicon Valley control, into neocon control, is this.
We really do need to ban TikTok once and for all. And let me tell you why. For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, every day,
hundreds of more kids start getting confused about their gender and become anti-white.
Every day, they become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that.
She completely jumbled up the statistic that she was trying to say, but really what she meant is that they become more sympathetic towards the Palestinian people. They become more critical of the Israeli government, the Israeli response. They start wondering what it is that's going on over there and why are we funding it. And you know what's interesting? You're not supposed to notice this, but after Russia first invaded Ukraine, obviously there were a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservative media, almost all of them, didn't want to give any money to Ukraine. They said, we're America first. It's not our fight. We're almost bankrupt. We don't want to get involved in any way, shape, or form. But then as soon as Israel responded to that horrifying attack that Hamas perpetrated on them, then almost all the major conservative brand name voices started making an exception for Israel. Well, no foreign aid to any country, America first. Well, except Israel. Right, Patrick Bet-David?
Your number one move should be protect your border, not Ukraine. If you're saying let's worry about Ukraine, maybe it's number 9 on the list. It ain't number 1 above the border.
Well, I would say maybe it's 109 on the list. It's definitely not in the top 10, but I get your point. Please continue.
That is the most ludicrous argument I would ever make.
Well, let me ask you this.
We have to take care of America
first. Let me ask you this.
Then we take care of everybody else.
Why should America be supporting Israel then? That's thousands of miles away.
Well, we shouldn't be. And just to be clear, I'm not against them. Just like I'm not against the Boston Red Sox. I don't watch baseball. I'm not interested in the least bit. I'm interested in other things. What say you, Patrick Bet-David?
How much money are we giving to Israel?
Billions.
How much money are we giving Israel? I'm curious. Go ahead.
We give them over $3 billion a year, sir. Actually, we have given Israel the most amount of foreign aid of any country ever in total, nearing $300 billion.
No,
but how much money are we giving to
America?
Israel? I know
does
the
spend,
dome we've given since 1945.
America has
$10 billion we've given to them. $3 billion is towards the dome.
Yeah.
How much money are we giving them?
And no, it wasn't just $10 billion, and it wasn't $3 billion. In fact, it's almost $4 billion every single year for the last 75 years.
Billions of dollars.
Not comparable to what we've given to Ukraine in 12 months. Mm. 4 months? No way.
Yes, we've given Israel, like I said, over $300 billion. More than we've given to Ukraine. More than we've given to any country ever.
Not even close.
Isn't the principle the same? You're doing it to help them defend themselves.
Israel to us, a part of it is also loyalty due to our faith, where we need that country, especially what America was founded on, Judeo-Christian. That's a little bit deeper than that. But with Ukraine, the guy's an opportunistic guy. Respect to him that's coming up to America, making everybody feel guilty and raising money. I salute him for being a great beggar.
So he has bought into the Zionist Christian mythology that says that God commands that you must support Israel. Otherwise, God's not going to support you, which stems from Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, where it says, I will bless those, meaning God will bless those who bless you. And they're misinterpreting this, claiming that this is referring to Israel. And whoever curses you, meaning, oh, if you curse Israel, then God will curse you. Oh, no. Actually, this verse is talking about Abraham. So God says that he will bless Abraham, and he will curse anyone who curses Abraham. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed because of Abraham. Get it? Because Abraham, through his lineage, came Jesus. This is the same nonsense that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson regurgitates as well.
Most people understand the necessity of this funding. They're fighting for their very existence. They're the only stable democracy in the Middle East. I mean, of course, there's, for those of us who are believers, it's a biblical admonition to stand with Israel. We will, and they will prevail as long as they're with them. And this is an important, very important symbolic gesture and a very important replenishment of their stockpiles, for example, of the Iron Dome.
But Ben Shapiro, the leading voice in conservative media, told me that they didn't need our help.
They say that I want America to fight wars for Israel. Nope. First of all, Israel can take care of herself.
Oh, they can take care of themselves. So I guess we don't need to be paying them an allowance out of our U.S. tax dollars anymore. And a lot of Christians will say, well, it's the Jews' land. They were there first. Well, that's interesting because didn't the Bible say that the Canaanites were already there when the Jewish people had the Exodus out of Egypt and then entered into that land? So I'm not involved. It's not our problem as Americans. But you may be interested in what President Harry Truman said when the State of Israel was first created back in 1948.
Don't think that decision to recognize Israel is an easy one. I had to make a compromise with the Arabs and divide Palestine. The Jews wanted to chase all the Arabs into the Tigris and Euphrates River, and the Arabs wanted to chase all the Jews into the Red Sea, and what I was trying to do was to find a homeland for the Jews and still be just with the Arabs. We had several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything. It couldn't be done. We had to take it in small doses. You can't move 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased. We had all sorts of objections to everything that was done. Something had to be done. We went ahead and done it and had it done, and now it's working out. Eventually, I think we'll have them all satisfied. But it's going to take a great deal of time yet to get the job done.
Well, obviously, they're not satisfied, and 75 years has gone by, and they're still bickering and battling over which ethnic group has the rights to which part of the land, and what constitutes the land being abandoned, and who could come to reclaim it, yada, yada, yada. It's not my problem, it's not America's problem, but people like Ben Shapiro, who have ethnic ties to the region, are trying to make it all of our problems. And so to that, we say, maybe Ben should join the IDF and go over there and fight for that country himself. And if you want to sponsor my channel and get great information and analysis like this that you're obviously not going to hear anywhere else, join my locals community, which is $5 a month, by clicking the link in the description below. It's basically like a private Facebook page where I post all of the spicy material that's not allowed to be said on the big tech platforms, a lot of video clips, a lot of hot takes, a lot of things that just would be problematic to post here on YouTube. So again, click the link in the description below, head on over there, and check it out.